Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I had the Rocky Mountain Showdown. So that was my matchup for the weekend in Fort Collins, Colorado. It was Colorado against Colorado State. And I'm sure you all remember how things played out against these two teams last year, mainly probably the buildup going into that game. A lot of trash talking. These two programs hate each other. And so that's like the nice way of putting it. And of course, Colorado walking away with a double overtime victory last year. And then handedly just kind of walking away with the victory this year after what kind of seemed like a slow start for them. Colorado State had a lot of mistakes, looked like they were shooting themselves in the foot. And then Colorado able to capitalize and really get in sync offensively and on the other side of the ball, too. But I know probably everybody wants to talk about Coach Prime. and so I know in our meetings and stuff, like I'm just trying to give you guys like an inside look. Like, we had a great meeting with him. We walked away like pretty informed about, you know, what he is still hoping to accomplish, you know, at Colorado State. We talked about it on the broadcast too, we talked about it on broadcast too, his intentions of just saying, you know, if his kids leave, you know, he said, the way he put it was, my kids have followed me. So, and the implication there would be like, he's not necessarily going to just follow his kids once they are both gone. Cause there's been a lot of talk about that. There's a lot of buzz about my interaction with Coach Prime at our end of our first quarter interview. And just some background there. We worked together at NFL Network for, I think, almost like around 5 years. So there is some familiarity there. But that's, you know, kind of where it ends. So I don't know if you guys have any questions about anything else. I know, Bo, I know you probably have a lot to say. But
well,
I know what happened after the game, too. But we did not witness that, so.
I'll always get a lot to say, Tiff. I actually was going to keep it clear of any controversy with Coach Prime. And honestly, I saw some of your one of your posts. You were at a meeting and you're at the stadium, and it just looked amazing out there, the view that you guys had from like the meeting room that y'all are at.
Oh my gosh, it is if I can go back to school again just for the mountain setting, I would, because it's a beautiful place to play. And it just so happened to be a really charged rivalry between these two teams. And even if around the fans, like there was a lot of cop presence on the field because they were preparing in case Colorado State did win. Kids were going to rush the field because that was likely to happen in a heated rivalry matchup like that. I do want to talk about Travis Hunter, though, and just how insane of an athlete and player he is. And that was like some of the great stuff to come out of our meetings because – you know, Coach Sanders was a two-way player himself, so he talked about how they managed Travis, what his weeks look like, which I found really interesting. They give him 3 straight days off every week, so that's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And, you know, I kind of said this for my opening hit before kick, and that's that Travis wants to be playing all the time. Like, he never wants to stop. And so it's just such a unique, individual that's able to go out there. And then as soon as he's done basically with an offensive series, he's talking to the offense for a little bit, but then he's right back over there, you know, getting talked to by Rob Livingston is their defensive coordinator. He used to be with the Bengals for a long time. And so that part of it was really fascinating. But he had 2 touchdowns and even an interception in the game. And it's just insane to watch someone compete at such a high level on both sides of the ball.
I think he mentioned the fact that he took himself out for the first time. He tried to chase somebody down, and he was like, it's the first time I've ever done that, where I actually was like, I need to catch my wind after that. But, I mean, the heated rivalry part that you kind of alluded to and kind of some of the bad blood afterwards with the handshake and everything else, did you get a sense that this was obviously going to the next level in terms of heat compared to what it was last year?
It almost feels like it was – quieter last year. Like, you didn't have, you know, you had Coach Norvell talking about, I take my hat and my sunglasses off, you know, and I'm addressing people. And in talking about the meeting with him too, it was very much about him wanting to protect the kids, because a lot of the vitriol that came out, of course, with Blackburn and then Travis last year, you know, with the, you know, the late hit and all that stuff. And those two made amends and really came together on that. So I didn't get, I think what came out this year was, and everybody kind of saw this sound, it's circulating again now after the game, Colorado State's quarterback, Braden Fowler Nicolosi, had some words to say. And it was like 2 months ago, it was, or maybe, yeah, 2 to 3 months ago, where he talked about basically Colorado just being about Instagram followers and all that stuff. So that gets recirculated. You know, Coach Sanders telling us that they actually played that for the team the night before the game so they could see that again. And then all of a sudden, also the night before the game, a couple hours after our meeting with him, a flyer's going out. It's this graphic they treated with Shedeur Sanders on the front, sunglasses, and the gold letters that says, it's personal. So I think towards the end, things were maybe starting to ramp up, the dislike between these two teams.
Yeesh.
And so I did not, I know the clip going around with Shedeur and Nicolosi, you know, after the game. Obviously, I was doing post-game interviews, didn't get to see that until it made its rounds. So, you know, there's some people that want to make the argument, if someone talks bad about you, you don't have to be nice to them. Some people are more like, hey, it's gamesmanship. Go shake, you know, someone's hand afterwards. All I know is that everyone loves a good rivalry in college football. And so everyone loves to see the hate between two teams. And so I think that's probably my biggest takeaway from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not have gone about things the way that Shedeur did. That's totally up to him. But I'm not shocked, because I wouldn't have gone about a lot of things that happened in Colorado the way they've been going the last couple of years. It's just not my cup of tea, man. But hats off to him. It's the route he chose to take. So,
and that was kind of interesting too. I know we have to go to break, but we did talk about that with the meeting. And so there's some aspect of it, like, you know, when you see the flyer go out like that, you're like, okay, you're welcoming this one aspect of it. But then the other aspect of it too is that when you're talking about transfers, a lot of stuff, they are doing things the same as kind of a lot of other programs are. But whenever there's, you know, Coach Prime, it's kind of a lightning rod, right? So it's very interesting. It'll be a very interesting conversation. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, Falcons, Eagles, Monday Night Football. Bo is in Philadelphia holding it down. We'll get some more insight into this matchup as we get set for kickoff later on this evening. We'll be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.